What are these places called, Scott?
They are called churrascarias, and it's Brazilian, Portuguese is the language, or Argentinian. Sometimes they'll call themselves both nationalities. You might also hear them refer to them as rodizio. The terms are interchangeable here in the United States, but actually, there is a difference. Rodizio, the waiters circulate through the dining room with samples of food, but when they circulate with skewers of meats and slice them at the table, that's a churrascaria, and that's what we have here in Orlando.
So that's what's unique about these places.
It is, and it's the reason people go, because they like to eat lots and lots of good meats.
So what's the process?
There are two steps to your dinner when you go to a churrascaria. There's a salad bar, and then on your table, you're going to find a little disc. It's a two-sided disc. One side is red. One side is green. Red means stop. Green means go. Turn it over to the green, and the waiters, who are called gauchos, by the way, which is a term for a Brazilian or South American cowboy, but the gauchos start coming by your table with these huge skewers of grilled meats. And you might have filet mignon, pork tenderloin, sausages of various types, lamb, chicken legs, maybe chicken livers, all sorts of things. And one by one, they will come by your table. Now, if it's, say, a sausage or something, they will ask you, would you like the sausage? And if you say yes, they may just take their knife and push it down the skewer and put it directly onto your plate. If it's a sliced food, you've got a set of tongs at your table. Each place setting has a set of tongs. And as the gaucho starts to slice the meat, a little edge comes off. You grab that edge with your tong, and the gaucho will continue to slice, and then you just keep it. You're basically keeping it from plopping onto the table. Put it on your plate. There are reasons for this, and it has to do with sanitation, of course. You might have some chimichurri sauce, maybe some garlic horseradish sauce that you can garnish your meat with. A typical thing to find in a churrascaria is something called farofa, and it's a powder. It's almost like a sawdust, kind of a texture, and that's a typical thing for the Brazilians to put onto their meats.
What kind of prices are we looking at for an experience like this?
Well, one of our newest places in town is called Fogo de Chão. It's that last word is spelled C-H-A-O, but it's pronounced Chão. And they're on International Drive, and their dinner price point is, I think, $42.50, which that's when you talk about the volume of food that you're getting, it's a pretty good deal. And very high-quality food, I should point out, and quality of the meats, especially when it's just the meat on the plate. It really has to be a good quality. And just the style of the dining room, too, at a place like Fogo de Chão, which I would compare to Texas de Brazil, which is just down the road at on International Drive. Also, very nice dining room, very high-quality service, high standards of sanitation. I would recommend either one of those, and they're going to be similar, I think, in price.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.